This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, Roseburg Rotary 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Auction for 2020. Coming up on Friday, August 7th, Sam Lee in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone. Yes, the Douglas County Fair is canceled, but you can't hold these kids down. We're having 4-H and FFA shows and an auction to help them out and to finish off their projects for the year.
And this would have been, you're doing it when you would have been doing it anyway.
Right. We're just doing it a little bit differently than in past years.
Yeah, I bet. And I think some people are probably surprised that you're doing it at all.
That's very true. We're trying to reach out to all of our buyers and let them know that this is happening and under a little bit different format than usual. We're actually doing an online auction. It's a live auction, but it will be an online auction. We will have the ability to have a couple hundred people present, but we will not have the kids or their animals present during the auction. There'll just be a picture of them up on the screen.
Wow, oh, that is really different.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So the animals are even quarantined.
That's exactly.
Wow, but obviously you've got to, because that would involve a whole bunch of contact and various things, and then you've got animals in contact with each other, and anyway, wow. Yeah. I hadn't really thought through some of this. I saw that the format was different. I missed the part that the kids and the animals wouldn't actually be there.
Yep. So it's very interesting. Anybody can just go on OregonAuctions.com and look it up. There's a lot of great information. If you want to just donate to help the kids, you can do that there also. Or if you actually want to buy an animal, you can sign up and get your bidder number at that time.
So will you have more information about the kids and the animals at this special smaller event?
We will have nothing more than what you see online. It's just that we do know that some folks are a little more technically challenged and actually trying to sit and bid on their cell phone or on their computer at home may not work for everybody, so that's why we're trying to have a somewhat of a physical auction. But the problem is any day, as we know through this COVID-19, we could be shut down and not be able to have a couple hundred people together. But the physical auction where we're meeting up with everybody and doing it is actually in the outdoor amphitheater at the fairgrounds on Friday, August 7th at 6 p.m. But even if you are coming to that, you have to pre-register and you have to get a ticket because we have to be able to control the number of people coming in.
Sure. And how do people do that?
You just go online to OregonAuctions.com and that'll take you to a link, and there's all the great information there. As we get the stuff from the kids, it will be uploaded there and then it'll all be sorted into sale order the day of the sale.
So then when they go to this site, I presume this site's probably dealing with other events similar in other places too.
Not quite. This was wonderful i5 Auctions stepping up and helping Roseburg Rotary put this together. So i5 Auctions is kind of parenting us on this because, of course, we've never done an online auction. But the format will be just like we normally do with the kids and the live auctioneer. You'll just be able to click a button on your computer to bid.
So for you, as an auctioneer, that's going to be way different.
Actually, it's not that much different because you do have somebody sitting beside you just like a spotter watching what's happening on the computer to say, yep, and keep the bids going.
Oh, wow. I've tried to picture this now. So this is going to be like all this technology and you looking at hardly anybody.
Well, hopefully we'll be looking at just shy of about 200 people out in the audience. But yes, that's very much the way it is. But as usual, putting this on, I'm not the auctioneer. Jeff Monerich will step up. I'm sure Stan Dupree will be back and a couple of our other guys that will be our auctioneers for the evening.
So you're doing a lot of the other legwork.
Oh, that's when you're running one of these things, it's very hard to be in the middle of it. You got to be everywhere. So
now, so the people that come to the event then can bid as well, right?
Correct.
So are they raising their hands or are they dialing in?
They've pre-registered. They've gone online and pre-registered and got their number. And when they show up, it's just like the normal auction. They raise their hand. If they win the bid, then they show us the number. We can announce their name and go on.
But people can do it online as well.
Correct.
Wow.
So this is welcome to 2020, Kyle.
Wow, this is very fascinating. I'm thinking through the implications of this. This is a unique event.
So.
And obviously you know, you've got the kids have had the animals, they've raised the animals. and you're trying to make sure that they can still get something out of them.
Well, as we know, the problem with these projects is they're more expensive than a normal commercial animal, so it is virtually impossible for the kids to run a project like this and then sell them through traditional lanes of just going to a normal auction or to a cattle or hog buyer. So that's why we do this, and we get such great support from the businesses and people of Douglas County supporting these kids. It makes it all worthwhile.
How long have you guys been working on this?
Well, of course, we started with Lamb Show. As soon as Lamb Show was canceled, we couldn't put all this together. But we've been working on this ever since we got the notification that fair was canceled. We started stepping in, figuring out what the best way was to make this happen for the kids.
Wow. Now, if people get signed up to come to the event, what else is going to be going on while they're there?
Actually, not much. We will have a few food trucks for you. We will not have the big buyer's barbecue as we've had before because we just can't have that many people there. Pepsi, Bigfoot Beverages has stepped up as always, and they're helping us out with some soda pop and water and the food trucks. And we'll have some tables, hopefully keep everybody social distanced, and you can grab a little something to eat and have a nice auction.
So let the food truck people take care of the food.
Yep.
You've got the beverages, and people in a nice open area can still enjoy an evening and help out the kids. Wow. 2020, a year of many changes. But are you hearing about similar events like this happening in other places, or is this kind of unique? Are we pulling off another one?
No, this isn't truly unique. Some of the other places are doing their auctions a little differently, more like an eBay auction where the kids post pictures are posted and you go online and bid over a 4 or 5 day period. I believe Jackson County is doing something similar to this, but not under the same format. I don't remember the software that's being used at this time, but that company actually is an online auction company, and they're all over the United States.
Wow. Well, it's happening on Friday, August 7th, 6 p.m., the same time it would normally be happening, which means if you are really organized, you've already had this in your schedule, you might as well still participate.
That's it. That's it.
So again, for people to get signed up to come to the event, or to just participate online, what do they do?
They go to OregonAuctions.com and they sign up and get a bidder number. Remember, you've got to be a bidder to be there at the physical auction.
All right, Sam Lee, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.